Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. As always, we're so thrilled you're here today. If there's ever anything we can join you in praying for, please don't hesitate to drop us a note at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com, prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. Well, today I was talking with my friend Alma, and she read a line that I thought was super helpful. Here's essentially what she said. She said, "It is hard, maybe even impossible, to hear God's voice if you've already made up your mind." Let me say that again. It is hard, maybe even impossible, to hear God's voice if you've already made up your mind. Have you ever been there before? Have you ever been in a situation where you were saying, yes, I want to hear from God, yet internally, you had already made the decision? Sometimes we do that when it comes to work or marriage or school or relationships, but sometimes we act like, man, I can make up my own decision and it'll work out okay. Well, sometimes that's true, but a lot of times we end up walking into something that we didn't expect. It ends up costing us more than we ever expected, and we end up in the end wishing we had taken it slower. One of the examples of this truth is in Joshua chapter 9. There are moments where we just need to stop and listen up. In Joshua chapter 9, what's happening is Joshua is going from town to town, and he's driving out the enemy. This is something that God told him when he commissioned him back in chapter 1. And so for a while, Joshua does what God says, here's what I want you to do. He drives out the enemy from city to city. But somewhere along the way, Joshua got a little bit maybe arrogant. Maybe he bought into his own success. He had seen the walls of Jericho come down. He had defeated many of the enemy. So by the time you get to Joshua chapter 9, there's the sense that he can do no wrong. There's the sense that he doesn't need to stop and ask God, God, should I do this? And what happens in Joshua 9 is some of the enemy that are living there, the Gibeonites, hear about Joshua coming. They know that their days are numbered, and so they come up with this plan to try to trick Joshua. Essentially, they try to trick Joshua by how they dress and by the wares that they carry with them. They try to convince Joshua, we don't live here, and so we're not part of the people that God commanded you to get rid of. Now, there's more background. I would encourage you to check out Joshua 9 and 10. But essentially, these people are lying to him. These people are the enemy. These are people that Joshua is supposed to get rid of, and yet he falls into that place where instead of listening up, he decides in his own heart, I know what I'm going to do. Listen to what it says in Joshua 9, verses 14 and 15. It says, so the Israelites, Joshua, examined their food, but they did not consult the Lord. Listen to that phrase. They did not consult the Lord. In other words, they didn't stop to say, God, what's your voice? God, what's your direction? God, are these people that we ought to enter into an agreement with? No, it says they did not consult the Lord. Verse 15, then Joshua made a peace treaty with them, and he guaranteed their safety. In other words, he made an agreement with the enemy. In other words, he relied on what he could see, he relied on his own gut check, and he ends up rushing ahead of God instead of stopping and realizing what was going on. And I think all of us have been in those moments where we rush ahead, where something seems to make sense on the surface, and then later, as Joshua finds out later, it was a bad decision. Oftentimes that happens when we allow somebody to smooth us. Sometimes that happens when we rely on how things look on the surface. Oftentimes that happens when we've made up our mind and we reject that sense in our gut that maybe we should slow down. And so I want to encourage you today that for Joshua, he rushed ahead. In chapter 10, he ends up getting attacked because of it. It ends up being a high-maintenance situation. It ends up depleting his resources. And if he had just stopped, and if he had listened up to the Spirit of God, he could have avoided it. And so today, I want to encourage you to pause and to listen to the voice of God. There's a number of ways that you can attune your ear to the heart of God. One is through God's Word. That's why every single weekday we take a piece of scripture. We think it's so important to hear from God's word because God's word works on our hearts. A second place to hear from God is through godly people. Do you have people in your life that are on the same journey? Do you have people in your life that are following him that you can ask for advice? And a third way is to listen to the voice of the Spirit of God inside of you. That if you know Christ personally, he comes to live inside of you. And there's going to be moments in your life that you sense the Spirit saying, go, that's going to be awesome. But there's also going to be times where the Spirit cautions you and says, slow down. Maybe this isn't the wise decision. And so I want to encourage you today, we're all going to have those moments where we're like Joshua, where we've already made up our mind. In those moments, let's slow down, let's stop, and let's listen for the voice of God. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these Weekday Podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.